can be trying for anyone looking for a job, but a big problem for adults on the autism spectrum who are looking for work is getting through that interview process. If you're on the spectrum, social interaction can be very, very difficult. But there's new technology that will hopefully help. Dale Olson is the CEO of Submersion, a company in Howard County, which sells an interesting training system, and Dale joins us to talk about it. Thanks for being with us.
It's my pleasure.
So this is not only a training system, but this is a... You're using a virtual reality interviewer named Molly, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. In order to really learn interview skills, you can't do it from a PowerPoint or from reading a bunch of material. You got to practice.
So I'm an adult, and I have Asperger's syndrome, let's say, and I find it really difficult interacting with people face-to-face, but I've got a lot of skills, and I have to go on an interview. How do I prepare with Molly?
Well, you sit down and you fill out an application. You read up on what you should be doing and what you shouldn't do, and then you go through an interview. And the first time you go through it, you probably won't do too well, and you'll probably be uncomfortable, and you probably will not have a lot of confidence, because that's kind of the reinforcement you may have had during your life. But the second time you go through it, you'll do a little bit better, because there's feedback with every statement. Every question she asks you and every answer you give, you get feedback on what she's looking for and what she's thinking. And you get feedback on what you said, right or wrong.
So how many times, theoretically, would a person maybe go through this process with Molly?
It varies depending on the individual, but we know that a lot of users have used it. They've done more than 20 practice interviews. And by the time they come out, they really know what they're doing.
Where is this being used now?
Well, the Veterans Administration is field testing it, and we know that a lot of other places are just starting to use it. It's targeting all sorts of different groups, not just those with autism. So a lot of groups are using it, a lot of people are using it, from individual college graduates to people who have all sorts of disabilities.
As you probably are aware of, people with disabilities, and in particular people with autism, are woefully underemployed. And I guess the only way for them to live independent lives is to get a job. So do you have any success stories that you can tell us about?
Oh, yes. There was a research study at Northwestern University involving a number of students. And what they found, first of all, in their research study, it was that the people who used the training system actually in practice interviews were able to do much, much better than those people who didn't use the Molly training system. And what that turned out to result in was that of those people who used the system, they got more than twice as many got jobs as those people who hadn't used the training. And since it was a randomized, you know, one of these scientific experiments with all the right buzzwords, randomized, single-blinded, control study, it really shows a lot of scientific validity that people will about double their ability to get jobs.
So, Dale, what do you hope for the future? Where do you hope Molly will be used?
Well, Molly certainly is going to be a major contribution to the autistic community. What will happen is people will be much better integrated into society. And what there's already strong suggestion is just learning the social skills to go out and successfully do a job interview. That will result in them functioning better on the job. But this system has actually been designed to help people who've dealt with jail time, people who are schizophrenics, and people who have all sorts of other issues from spinal cord problems on. So we hope that we're going to be able to help people integrate back into society at a much higher rate. And we know that the success in life has a lot to do with the ability to get a job.
Well, Dale Olson, I know you developed or helped develop the initial technology at Johns Hopkins University's Applied Physics Laboratory, and it's nice to see it evolving to help so many people, hopefully. CEO of Columbia's Submersion, Dale Olson, thank you so much for joining us.
Again, it's been my pleasure.